Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, it's Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. We're so happy that you've joined us on this Sunday. I'll tell you what, it's a great privilege. This is Easter Sunday, and it's a Resurrection Sunday. Glory to His name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die upon that cross just for me. Hallelujah. It's like, who am I that a king would come and lead and die for? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking those stripes upon your back, that I might be healed and everyone else be healed. Thank you for the blood that you shed to cover my sins. Oh, we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. It is awesome. Hallelujah. Well, Paul's going to read the scripture in Luke, the 24th?
Yeah, 24th.
24th chapter, 1 through 6, I believe it is. And we're going to talk about the resurrection today. So are you ready there, Paul?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee."
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. And I can imagine these young ladies as they went to the tomb to prepare, you know, for the burial. And here it was, when they got there, the stone was rolled away. They was wondering, you know, how is the stone ever going to be rolled away? We don't have the strength to roll that stone away, but when they got there, there was an opening. The stone was rolled away. And, you know, they went away puzzled. They didn't know what to think. And as they were meditating on this, an angel appeared to them and began to ask, why do you look for the living in the cemetery here, among the dead? Why are you looking for the living? And anyway, they said, he's risen. The angel said, he is risen. Do you remember what the scripture said, what Jesus said about the risen Savior? Hallelujah. I tell you what, we're going to do a couple of songs. He arose and he lives. And I tell you what, I just feel it in my spirit today that we need to understand the risen Savior, how that he arose from the dead, how he lives within our hearts. He is alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father. I tell you what, it is awesome privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that he lives within us. Amen. The Holy Spirit lives within us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for the word. And let's listen to these songs. First one is, He Arose. He arose a victory over the dark domain. Are you ready, Paul?
Yep.
All right, let's see what this sounds like. Hallelujah.
Jesus, my Lord.
God, glory to his name. I'll tell you what, he arose a victory over the dark domain. Hallelujah. And he lives within my heart. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, when we think about the Jesus, what did he do? He went to hell and picked up the keys of death, hell, and the grave from old Satan. Glory to his name. He come up victorious. Oh, glory to his name. Can you imagine, I can just see Satan right now as he crucified Jesus. And he says, boys, we got him now. We killed him. But boy, when Jesus came walking on those down toward hell where Satan was, they begin to shake in their boots. They begin to wonder what's going on. And Jesus told Satan, give me the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Oh, praise God. Think about that a minute. Jesus was victorious over the grave. He arose. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And he lives within us. He lives, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Glory. Praise God. You need to shout a little bit. I tell you what, that's something to shout about. Glory to his name. I'm excited about what Jesus did for you and I. And that's what we got to praise God about. He's alive and he lives. And I can just see, when the ladies went to tell, it's interesting in the garden, Mary, she seen a guy, in the garden there, which was Jesus. And she went to him and said, like she thought he was the gardener. And she says, well, what have y'all done with our Savior? What have you done with Jesus? And finally he turns and he says, Mary. And she recognizes him. And he tells her, go tell the disciples and tell Peter. Now, you just think about this. What did Peter do? Peter was the rock. He's the one in the, you know, in the garden. He said, I will never deny you. And before the evening was over with, he had denied him three times. He came out cursing and swearing. But you know what? Jesus forgave him. Jesus forgave him. I'm sure that he, went and repented. You know, you look at the Judas Iscariot. You know, he's the one that basically, went and kissed Jesus on the cheek and said, "This is the one." And he had gotten 30 pieces of silver for it. You know, if he had just repented, I believe Jesus would have forgave him. But what did he do? He took and threw the coins at the Pharisees' feet. And then he went and hung himself. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, God is so awesome when you really think about it. We want to sing another song. He lives. He lives within my heart. He's alive, and he lives today. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Are you ready, Paul?
Yep.
Within my heart. Glory to his name. You think about that a little bit. I tell you what, that is totally awesome that he lives within my heart. And I just believe the Lord wants to live within each one of our hearts out there. I don't know where you're at today. You may be around the world. You may be here across the United States. Trust that God is blessing you on this Easter Sunday, that you had a great time in the Lord. It is a great time to live for the Lord. I just believe that Jesus is coming soon. I believe that you know, that he's standing at the door, ready to come through the door if God has given him the okay and say, go get your bride. Excuse me. I just believe that he is anxious to come. I tell you what, I know that God is able to let him come one of these days. He's going to come, they're going to blow the trumpet, and then we, which are you know, the dead in Christ shall rise first. In Thessalonians, he talks about that. He says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with him in the clouds of glory, to be with him at the banquet table for the next few years. Praise God. During that time, I tell you what, it is going to be an awesome time. You can, you know, basically eat all you want, enjoy all the food that you can eat, and just praise God and worship God forever and ever and ever. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, I tell you what, we are excited that God has sent his son. I tell you, I just feel it in my spirit that, that Jesus was willing to come as a little babe. As we talked, you know, a few months ago, that Jesus came as a little babe, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, was willing to come as a human. Oh, praise God, and live on this earth for 33 years. Up until 30 years, I just imagine, you know, that he worked under his father as a construction individual. His dad was, a carpenter, I guess it was, a carpenter's son. And you just think about it. He was an individual that basically knew how to work. And, boy, I tell you what, we all need to learn how to work. And I just encourage each one of you as a young person, as an old person, do stay busy. Stay busy in the Lord. Hey, look out there and see someone that's lost. See someone that may not be saved. I tell you what, if you do that, I believe that the Lord will minister to you mightily. If you just lift up the idea, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. You know, John 4 and 35, he says to look on the fields, for they are white. They're ready for harvest. And I look on the fields today, and I see across this nation, around this world, that the fields are ripe. They're ready for harvest. You know, as the woman came to the well there in that fourth chapter, I mean, this lady was a lady that was, she came at noon when, she didn't want to run into any of the other ladies. But she came at noon, and Jesus, he insisted on going through Samaria. You know, he was, this was a place that, they were basically a mixed race. And so they were looked down on by the Jews. But Jesus insisted in going through this city and making a detour. And so he told his disciples, he said, go and fetch some food. Go get us some food. Go buy some food. And so anyway, that's where they were headed. They went and bought some food. And during that time period, this lady came. And she began to, Jesus said, hey, give me a drink of water. And she looked at me. She says, well, you're a Jew. Why should you ask me of a drink of water? Why are you even talking to me? You know, she was really concerned about that situation, because most Jews would never even talk to her. But Jesus did. Jesus spoke to her, and he asked her for a drink of water. And, you know, they began to communicate back and forth, he said, if you knew what I had, if you knew that I had living water, that you would never thirst again, you would ask of me. And she said, give me that living water. And Jesus began to tell her, go tell your husband, And she said, I have none. Oh, Jesus said, oh, well, you have had five husbands, and now the one that you live with is not your husband. And, she was shocked. You must be a prophet, she said. And Jesus began to minister to her mightily. And when he got through, you know, it's really amazing. Here came the disciples, you know, to Jesus, and here he was talking to this lady, and they were just like, who is she? Why is he talking to this lady? He doesn't usually do that, you know? And anyway, before he knew it, this lady had set the pot down. She ran and left that pot. She left and went to the city. And boy, before you knew it, here came a crowd of people. She began to witness. She began to carry the message into the community. And it went from one place to the next place. She began to tell the men. And as she told the men, it spread like wildfire from one person to another that the prophet was there. And they began to come to that area. And it says that Jesus stayed 2 or 3 days and ministered to them, healing the sick and saving the lost. And, you know, I mean, it was a revival that took place. And see, that's what needs to happen in America again, that somebody needs to get on fire for God. Like this lady, she got on fire for God. Some young person needs to rise up in their college universities and what have you, and they need to begin to speak the word of God, spread the word of God throughout their community and on that college grounds and high school grounds and middle school grounds and grade schools. Hallelujah. I just believe that there are some evangelists out there that needs to rise up and hear the call of Jesus and hear the call that Jesus is alive. Oh, hallelujah, that he has arisen from the grave, and he is alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We just know that Jesus is alive, and he wants to live within you. Oh, praise God. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within me. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is crying out, knocking on your door today. You know, in Revelation 3:20, he says he stands at the door and knock. And if any man will open the door, he will come in and have fellowship with him. But we got to open the door, folks. You got to open the door. You got to hear the knock. You got to rise up out of your slumber. You got to wake up and listen for the knock and hear the knock. And when Jesus is knocking at your door like he is right now, you know, you need to open that door and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior on this Easter Sunday. Put it down in your diary. Put it down in your Bible. Oh, praise God. Get in a Bible-believing church and start going to church. He says to forsake not the fellowship of yourself with the Christians, brothers, and sisters. Paraphrasing there. I just believe that God wants each one of us to be in a church, be in fellowship with other Christian brothers and sisters, and lift each one of us up and encourage one another and strengthen one another. You know, where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, there is strength. And, you know, it says that, you know, that, you know, one, you know, will put some to flight, but two will put many to flight. I tell you what, many of the demons will flee away as we agree together in one mind and one accord. Praise God. We get in tune with the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to do. We need to get to that place where we're in tune with it, where we're listening to the Holy Spirit. And when he speaks and when he, tells us to do something, we're willing to do it. We're willing to go. You know, he says in Mark, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse, he says to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And see, that's what we've got to do. We've got to go. I think that's the third, fourth commandment, you know, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Folks, we got to go into all the world and preach the gospel. where souls will be saved. You've got to go where people are lost. Those that are lame, those that are crippled, those that are blind, those that are poor, those people that are suffering. We need to go to them and tell them about Jesus and give them the Word of God. You know, that's my heart's desire, that this Word of God will be spread across this nation and around the world. I just believe it. God is able. I can remember when I was in the bus ministry, I had such enthusiastic attitude, you know, to reach people, reach those kids for Christ and reach their parents for the Lord. And I feel that same way today, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon me today to preach the Word of God. He says, how can the lost hear without a preacher? I'm here to preach the Word of God and tell you that Jesus is alive. Jesus came to save your soul. Jesus came to heal your body. Hallelujah. He's there to lift you up and set you on the narrow way. You know, there's two paths that you can go down. You can go up that straight and narrow way, or you can take that wide road to hell. And I tell you what, I don't desire to go to that place of fire and burning and gnashing of teeth. I tell you what, folks, if you take the wide road, you're drinking and you're taking alcohol and you know, drugs and what have you, I just believe that, hey, you're on your way to hell, and you need to turn around and head up that road and ask forgiveness and say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins today. As you forgive, as you ask that forgiveness, I just believe He's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins. Thank you, Jesus. He's standing there at the door, knocking with open arms. Come. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. So many of you are running to and fro. You're listening to all kinds of garbage. You need to be listening to some Christian music. Listen to some Christian preaching. I just believe that God is able to minister to you. Folks, you need to get on the fire and minister to someone today. Call someone. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them how Jesus has saved you. Oh, praise His holy name. I know that God is able. God will bless you. God will minister to you if you just open up your heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I get excited on this here program. I just feel that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon me. The Word of God is going forth. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Have faith in Jesus. Jesus is our hope. That's our hope of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lean on Him today. Lean upon Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you today. I need you more than I ever did before. And just pray and believe today.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today. And if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.